July 2nd, 1853, Rochester, New York. Vision for Commandment Keepers. On the importance of personally testifying to the power of God, attending the meetings of those in error, the need for the review to be published more frequently, the dangers of attributing the power of the 1844 message to the devil. I saw that there was a great necessity of more energy being manifested by the commandment keepers in their meetings and out of their meetings. I saw that all should have something to say for God, and by so doing they would be blessed. For a book of remembrance is kept of those who do not forsake the assembling of themselves together. The remnant are to overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. I saw that some expected to overcome alone by the blood of the Lamb, without making any special effort of their own. I saw that God had been merciful in giving us the power of speech. He has given us tongue and utterance, and we are accountable to Him for it, and we should glorify God with our mouths, speaking in favor of Him and His truth. We should overcome by the word of our testimony through the blood of the Lamb. I saw that they did not come together to sit still and look at each other, but those were remembered of God who came together to honor and glorify Him, to speak of His glory and talk of His power. Such ones would be remembered, and blessings from God would rest upon them, and they would be refreshed. If all moved as I saw they should, no precious time would run to waste. No reproofs would be needed or called for about long prayers and testimonies, for all the time would be occupied by short, sweet testimonies and prayers that were to the point. Ask, believe, and receive. There is too much mocking God, too much praying that is no praying, and that wearies angels, and that displeases God. Too many vain, unmeaning petitions. First I saw that we were to feel needy, then ask God for the very things we need, and believe that He gives them to us, even while we ask. I then saw if we took this course, our faith would grow, all would be edified, the weak would be made strong and encouraged, the discouraged and desponding made to look up and believe that God is a rewarder of all those who diligently seek Him. I saw that the strong hand of the enemy is set against the work of God, and the help and strength of everyone who loves the cause of truth should be enlisted, and great interest manifested by them to uphold the hands of those who advocate the truth, and to take a course to shut out the enemy and weaken his power. All should stand as one united in this work. Every energy of the soul should be awake, for what is done should be done quickly. I then saw the third angel. Said my accompanying angel, "Fearful is his word, awful is his mission. He is the angel that is to select the wheat from the tares and seal or bind the wheat for the heavenly garner. These things should engage the whole mind, the whole attention." Again, I was shown the necessity of those who believe we are having the last message of mercy being separate from those who are daily receiving or imbibing new error. I saw that neither young or old should attend the assemblies of those who are in error and darkness. Said the angel, "Let the mind cease to dwell on things of no profit." I saw that Satan and those who published error are very busy and energetic to get their views before the minds of others, and that it was not as it should be that the only paper owned and approved of God should come out so seldom. I saw that the last day signs should be brought out and shown clear, for the spiritual manifestations of the devil were on the increase. I saw that all must be united and have their sympathies with the paper and with those who have the burden and labor upon them. I saw the Lord would not have or suffer anyone to have charge of the paper unless He qualified them for the work and fitted them for the station. I saw that many who enjoyed the truth of the first and second angels' messages and felt the power and glory of the messages have since rejected the light that came from heaven, called it of the devil, and there was more hope of sinners than of such. Many who know nothing of the first two messages saw not their effects and their glory, that have not hardened their hearts, will be brought to the light of truth. As they see one precious link of the chain, they could understand and see the whole chain, and joyfully acknowledge the first and second messages. But those who have called the power of the Holy Ghost that attended these messages of the devil, and will not hear the third, are those who will be shut out.